It is in the orthopox virus genus, which most people know about variola virus because it caused smallpox. So it was in the same genus as monkeypox virus. And unlike smallpox, mpox is a zoonotic virus, meaning there's a reservoir, probably a small animal in Africa that spreads this virus. And so then you have spillover from the animal reservoirs into people. We first discovered this virus, or it was first identified in 1970 in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So it's been around for many years. And since then, there have been periodic outbreaks across Africa, primarily in the West countries, and that's where clade 2 is. And then in the Central African countries is where clade 1 is. So they both they're geographically separated, and they're also genetically distinct from each other.
Now, before you go on, why don't you describe what clade 1 and clade 2 is?
Sure. So what we refer to as the subtypes, if you will. So monkeypox virus has clade 1 and clade 2. It's the two subtypes. They're genetically very, very similar. But interestingly, they are geographically separate. And there are a little bit of genetic diversity between the two clades, and we see typically a higher morbidity and mortality in more people infected with clade 1 in endemic countries compared to clade 2. However, as we saw during the 2022 outbreak, which was due to clade 2, there certainly can be severe infections and even deaths, particularly in immunocompromised individuals that are infected with clade 2.
A lot of these cases are in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Can you talk about that and what other countries it has spread to?
So the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, as I mentioned, the first case was in 1970. We've seen a steady rise in cases through the years since smallpox eradication ceased. And so we think that probably there's multiple factors at play here, one of which is the cessation of the smallpox vaccination. And so you have populations that now have no immunity to orthopox viruses. Additionally, there's more interactions between the animals and the people. So either way, there's been a steady increase in cases observed within the DRC. But in 2023, there was a drastic increase that was observed. And so that really sparked a lot of concern by multiple agencies and groups, including the CDC. And we put out the first HAN, or Health Alert Network, in December 2023. And so since then, we've been working actively with our in-country partners and also other U.S. government partners to try to support the country to deal with this outbreak and to hopefully decrease morbidity and mortality, and also ideally stop it from spreading elsewhere and stop it from spreading to the United States.
So far, right. It's spread to Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda, is just to name a few.
Yes, so we have seen spread in recent months. So there's in the HAN, we talk about the endemic countries where we've seen clade 1 cases outside of DRC, so Republic of Congo and Central African Republic. And then on the east side of the country, which is where we've seen an uptick in cases in South Kivu and North Kivu, there's been spread to Rwanda, Burundi, and Uganda, as you just mentioned, and there's one case in Kenya.
Is the CDC worried that this mpox is going to spread even outside the continent, maybe even come to the United States?
At this point, we consider the risk very low. There's very few travelers from those countries to the United States. And there's also some really nice modeling work that suggests that if we do start getting clade 1 circulating, the risk of a large outbreak is low. However, we want to make sure that individuals traveling to DRC are aware of this outbreak, know what sort of situations could put them at increased risk. And then also make those back in the United States aware so that clinicians can still be looking for mpox. So we want to make sure clinicians are still looking for this disease and are asking their patients, have you traveled to these countries recently if they do have mpox-like symptoms?